You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
I'm looking on television at Helen Ziller saying that they do not expect easy relations with the EFF in Gauteng councils. Because both the parliamentary leader, John Steenhuisen, and the FedEx leader, Helen Ziller, have said that they were taken by surprise yesterday when the DA candidates were voted in as mayors in Ekurhuleni and in Johannesburg. And it looks as if the same will happen in Tshwane. They are on a lunch break there after having finally sworn in all the councillors. And they'll resume at 4 o'clock. They will elect a speaker. And then the speaker will preside over the election of the mayor. And it does look as if that is going to be the DA's candidate, Randall Williams, and the same might be true in Itekwini. I mean, if you look at what the Witness newspaper was reporting on its website early yesterday, it was Mxolisi Kaunda of the ANC set for second stint as Durban mayor. Nobody believes that anymore. Helen Ziller joins us now. Helen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
So really no inkling at all that the voting would go as it did yesterday and as it's probably likely to go today in Tshwane and Itekwini?
Genuinely no inkling at all. We were hoping to get all of the opposition parties together to work on a opposition coalition to get into government. We wanted a strong majority opposition coalition, but we had no idea that support would come from the EFF.
News 24 is reporting Herman Mashaba as saying that the plan to install the DA in council positions was plotted yesterday morning in a phone call between Herman Mashaba of Action SA and the EFF's deputy Floyd Shivambu. Mashaba confirms the plan is to force the DA to, quote, humble itself, unquote, and seek support from other parties to govern. I'd imagine you'd have a view on that.
Well, it's not a very logical view. For example, you don't vote somebody into the executive mayoralty in order to force them to humble themselves. Surely if you wanted them to humble themselves, you would withdraw support from them. And we don't need to be humbled. We are humble and we are professional and we are direct and we are sincere.
How difficult is it going to be? You have some experience, but what's the party's thinking at the moment about how difficult it is going to be to pass important resolutions, for example, the most important being the budget, in the situation that your mayors will now face in two, definitely, Mogale City, let's add to that as well, that's three, plus the two others that might well come your way as well?
Yes, we also won Sedibeng today, which is another one that we didn't expect to win. And we're having to do a lot of headhunting of speakers and mayors as we speak because of our likelihood of winning other places too now. So it's an extraordinary situation. It really is quite extraordinary. The situation will differ from council to council. In Tshwane, for example, we expect to have a stable majority coalition. So that's not going to be difficult from meeting to meeting. There we will have a full coalition agreement signed and sealed, and everybody will know where they stand and what their roles are. In Johannesburg, it will be a lot more difficult because we are a minority coalition, and we were going to work very hard to turn it into a majority coalition by bringing back into the fold those parties who left us, like the IFP, to say that they were going to vote with the ANC. Now, the ANC-IFP relationship in KwaZulu-Natal went completely sour, which is why we're in with a very good chance in Itekwini. And we think that it may be possible to bring the IFP back into our coalition in Johannesburg. If we can establish a strong majority-based coalition without the EFF in Johannesburg, then we will be in a very strong place in at least two of the major metros in Gauteng.
And that is possible in terms of the numbers in the council?
Yes, it is possible in terms of the numbers. In Johannesburg and Tshwane, it is possible in terms of the numbers. It is also possible to get a stable coalition in Mogale City. We have a very dynamic and competent and good young mayor there. And if anybody can pull that off, which is not going to be easy, it is he. And so we're full of hopes of Mogale City working out well for us. Obviously, we lost Nelson Mandela Bay by a single vote. But I really don't know how Nelson Mandela Bay is going to be governable, because that is a nine-party coalition. And apart from having the mayoralty, the leading party won't have any of the service delivery portfolios. So I really don't know how it's going to be possible to hold that together. So all in all, we are extraordinarily taken aback by the haul of metros that we got in the negotiations and in the voting yesterday, today and tomorrow. I mean, to think that we could be winning Durban. At the moment, eThekwini, or Durban as it is either known, the speaker was elected. He's an ANC speaker, but the IFP abstained from that vote. They say they want to vote now for us for the mayor, but having voted in the speaker is now declining to reconvene the meeting, which is the speaker's right. So we may have to go to court to get a mandamus to get the speaker to convene the meeting.
Which happened in the Umgeni municipality.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. These things are very complex. And, you know, voters must know that if they vote for a whole slew of small parties, a great amount of complexity arises. Voters can, of course, vote for whoever they like. I'm not saying they can't, but there are consequences.
I've been trying, Helen, to fathom some logic in the decision by Action SA and the EFF to vote the DA into these municipalities. And the only thing I can come up with is that they want to give the ANC a message, voting them out of power, and they expect you to fail, or hope that you will fail, so that they can say to voters next time, look, we gave the DA a chance and they weren't able to take it. Your lives haven't improved. That's the only kind of framework I can imagine for their decision.
Well, I wouldn't see Action SA and EFF as tied at the tote. I really wouldn't. I have absolutely no doubt that Julius Malema wants to teach the ANC a lesson. And I have no doubt that he's going to say, do you see what we can do to you if you do not give in to our demands for expropriation without compensation, the nationalization of the Reserve Bank, etc. So he's basically trying to turn the screws on the ANC to get them to agree with some of his demands. That I have absolutely no doubt. But if they go to the next election and say, well, the DA wasn't able to govern, it's a disingenuous argument, because if we'd had a clear blue majority, as we have in Cape Town, as we have in Swaziland, as we have in Mossel Bay, as we have in Hessequa, as we have in all the places that are governed really, really well, we can just turn around to the voters and said, we asked you not to divide the vote between scores of tiny opposition parties. If you want solid, stable, delivering DA government, you have to vote for it.
So we might have eThekwini in court and they start voting for speaker at 4 o'clock when they reassemble from lunch in Tshwane. Given what happened yesterday, I don't suppose you can be at all confident that it's going the way that it seemed to be going late yesterday, early today. The possibility of the possibility of another kind of blindside, which doesn't give you Tshwane and eThekwini, I don't know.
Tshwane and eThekwini are two totally
different
cases.
Because of what you said about the stable
yes,
coalition.
We were working to get Tshwane from the beginning. And we felt that it was our very best chance. We wanted Tshwane in Gauteng. We felt we could get us on a stable majority coalition, principled, values-based, coalition agreement signed, everything. We wouldn't have thought in a month of Sundays we could get eThekwini. The IFP at one stage said they would come with us and we were going to do an agreement on Richards Bay. Then the IFP pulled out of that. But then the IFP had a massive fight with the ANC. I think it was about the renaming of the Mangosuthu-Buthelezi Highway. And then the IFP pulled out of the agreement with the ANC and started voting for us. So these things happen from left field, and you cannot predict them. But what we are nervous about is being in inchoate, unprincipled, shaky, flaky coalitions that haven't got any broad coalition agreement to back them up, where you're having to live from council meeting to council meeting, effectively renegotiating a coalition at every single council meeting, instead of having a stable, reliable, five-year run with solid partners that share your values.
Helen Ziller, thank you very much, Chair of the DA's Federal Executive.